This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
The crypto world is in a total panic today, as it turns out that somebody, a user error, caused the destruction of $300 million worth of Ether cryptocurrency. Yeah, so this guy, who I'll just call the $300 million man, this guy apparently was involved in the IT staff of an online wallet that holds what I believe are multi-signature wallets for Ethereum and Ether-based cryptocurrencies. I don't know all the details of what the wallet handles, but that's what I've read. So this guy accidentally takes over all the wallets. Now let's just hold the story there for a second. He accidentally takes over all the wallets. In other words, the online wallet hosting company can steal all your money if you're using an online wallet. And this is also true with like Coinbase, for example, which is I'm convinced, a criminal operation that needs to be heavily investigated. But others, such as Mt. Gox, have actually stolen everybody's Bitcoin and just absconded with all that money, never to be heard from again. So this online wallet, a user or administrator there takes over everybody's wallets accidentally, he says. And then in a panic, he sets fire to all the wallets and destroys them. But now, technically, he tries to reverse what he did and he deletes, at least this is the way I'm reading it so far, some segment of code or reverses a transaction or something. And he tries to reverse what he did, but in doing so, he accidentally sets fire to all the money, to all the coins, rendering them all useless, effectively frozen out of existence. And The Guardian is describing this as stealing the coins and then setting fire to them. So now all these people wake up this morning and they look at their online Ether balances that used to total $300 million, and they see big fat zeros, right? So they're all zeroed out. Now, of course, everybody starts to panic. And this panic spreads very quickly because, you know, everybody's pushing cryptocurrencies today. So, oh, it's all rock solid. It's better than gold. It's total store of wealth. It's super reliable. It's based on the laws of mathematics. You can trust everybody. And of course, all that just collapses, as I told you it would, by the way. All this whole time, I told you this kind of thing was going to happen, even at a larger scale, by the way. But all these people are freaking out, and they're trying to say, oh my God, how do we get our coins back? How do we get this stuff back? So the Ether or Ethereum community is now trying to figure out if they can reach a 51% consensus to reverse the mistake that this online wallet made. Basically, they're going to have to backtrack the blockchain. Now, this is where it gets even better, because if you can backtrack the blockchain by committee, it means, and excuse my language here, but it means the blockchain is bullshit. In other words, this is amateur hour, what we're witnessing here. They say the blockchain is an irrefutable record of transactions. No one could commit fraud because the blockchain records everything. No one can alter the blockchain. That it's as good as gold, we're told. But now they're talking about, they want to selectively edit the blockchain, basically. They want to backtrack the blockchain to give these people back their $300 million that was set on fire by this online wallet user / admin person, who must, by the way, be the most popular person in the cryptocurrency world right now, I would imagine. He's probably fleeing for his life at the moment. Now, continuing this, let's say they do the committee move and they backtrack on all these transactions and they reverse the losses and give all these people back their $300 million worth of Ether. Well, what does that accomplish? Believe it or not, that discredits all cryptocurrency even more, because it shows that if a government orders the blockchain or the community to do something that the government wants done, let's say to take cryptocurrency away from someone they designate as a terrorist, that it can technically be done. In other words, the blockchain, like I said, is bullshit, because a government can alter the blockchain by ordering 51% of the members to do its bidding. If the blockchain, I mean, you can't have it both ways. Either the blockchain is solid gold based on the laws of mathematics, can't be tinkered with, or the blockchain is bullshit. And what this Ether situation is proving is that the blockchain is bullshit, because they can change it at any time. All they need is a committee decision, even a 51% decision. They can screw the other 49% of the people. So this is fascinating, because no matter what the outcome here, whether they restore those lost Ether coins to the people who own them, or if they don't, either way, it proves that the blockchain is bullshit. It proves that gold is so much better, because you can't create gold out of thin air, and you can't delete gold. You can't cause gold to vanish. You can't even set fire to it. All you're going to do is melt it into melted gold, and then the minute you stop the fire, gold takes on the form of wherever it melted into, you know, like the form of a bar, let's say. So this is fascinating to me, because this is just along the lines of some of the things I've warned about. All these people that say Bitcoin is based on the laws of mathematics. Nonsense. It's based on software, and software can be changed at any time, and you people are proving it yet again. You're proving me right over and over again. Software can be changed. Software is coded by humans. Humans can be pressured. They can be influenced. They can be ordered by a court. They can be bribed. All cryptocurrency can be hacked. It can be stolen over the internet. Unlike gold, which can't be stolen over the internet, no one can hack into your safe and steal your gold, right? Because it's physical. They could try to show up at your house, but that's what Glocks are for, you see. But all these people have been pushing all these lies about Bitcoin, and they're now being exposed one by one. Like the other big lie, oh, Bitcoin is anonymous, totally anonymous. No one knows what you're doing. Nonsense. Coinbase requires you to have your ID on file, and the entire blockchain is public knowledge. Every transaction in the blockchain is not only publicly known, it is required to be shared by every node and every wallet and every mining operation. Everybody has a copy of the blockchain, which has every transaction in it. And through transaction analysis software, they can trace it back to the original source and tie it to your bank account. So there's no anonymity in Bitcoin. Everything's traceable. It's all a public ledger. There's no secrecy at all. Everything we're told is total BS. Now, I think cryptocurrency does have a future, by the way, and I think it's going to rest in something like Zcash, which I don't own any Zcash, by the way, but I probably should, since I keep plugging it, just because I love the technology of it. It's a zero-knowledge cryptocurrency, which means it has true anonymity. And the founders of Zcash are super smart people who are also humanitarian people. I mean, just really awesome folks. Yeah, I should buy some Zcash, come to think of it. Like, if I were going to invest in a cryptocurrency, it would be Zcash. I've just, personally, it's just not my focus, right? I'm working on food science, laboratory, you know, organic food manufacturing, journalism. I'm doing a lot of firearms, tactical training, self-defense training, things like that. So I'm just, I don't know. Cryptocurrency is just not my thing. Also, I'm very much aware of the risks. So I don't own anything right now other than a little bit of Bitcoin. I think I own like a quarter of a coin. I'm just sitting on it because I don't know. Maybe I'll be able to use it for something. It's just not enough to worry about, you know? I spent all the rest of my Bitcoins on gold, and now I have physical gold protected by, you know, Glocks and Patriot Ordnance firearms and so on. In any case, it's amazing that people can be so easily suckered into the the cryptocurrency world, and then they freak out when all their coins vanish and they can't figure out why. I explained to you why this would happen. I called it again. And the big crash is yet to come. When the big crash comes, these Bitcoin people are going to be jumping off of rooftops. I mean, the ones that aren't going to jail. It's going to be bad for some of those folks, sadly. So don't risk everything in these currencies. They can vanish overnight. They can literally vanish overnight, and it just happened yet again, proving that the blockchain is highly vulnerable to all kinds of risks, disappearing, hacks, software changes, ill intent by human beings, government regulation or government orders, court orders, you name it. They can change the blockchain. They can steal your coin. There's the answer. Check out bitraped.com for more details on this. It's a website that I publish. We update it once a week or so, maybe a little more often with the latest news. And be safe, everybody. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.